Hi, Ramon. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And today we're going to be looking at another musician.
Wow.
And this is great because I know we both love music so much.
Definitely.
And I know you have a really beautiful voice.
I do. I mean, I know that I love to sing, but I have to say that I'm not a great singer.
It's okay. You still have a good voice.
I do.
Better than some people, but.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, are you a fan of the singer today?
Totally. You know what? She's also a Gemini like me.
Oh my God, no wonder you like her. And no wonder she's so talented too. What do you love most about her?
You know, she writes great songs and, you know, what's best about her is that she keeps a low profile.
Oh, she's really smart. I like that as well.
Mm.
Well, I don't know too much about her, but I am very excited to read all about it. She seems like a very talented and very cool person.
She sure is.
All right, so let's take a look at her article and read more about this musician today.
Reading.
Anpu refines her image. Deserts Chang is a Taiwanese singer-songwriter with plenty of talent. Despite the fact that her father was a big name in politics, Desert didn't want to ride on his coattails. In fact, school and other typical concerns didn't appeal to her at all. She dropped out of high school to become a musician and played in bars to earn a living. The stage name she chose represented her mysterious, non-traditional side. There was no denying Desert's talent, and she was soon recognized in the independent music scene. Although she signed with a music company, she was still considered an indie musician. Deserts also made a name as an activist for herself. She made international headlines in 2013 for holding up Taiwan's flag at a concert in the UK, which offended many people in China. Deserts has won several awards for her music. She wrote one of her Golden Melody Award-nominated songs, Baby, when she was only 13, after a quarrel with her mother. At the time, Deserts couldn't play any instruments, so she composed the melody in her head. However, after a concert in 2015, Deserts decided to step away from the music scene for a while.
All right, so which musician are we talking about today? Of course, it's Desert Chang. Desert Chang is a Taiwanese singer-songwriter with plenty of talent. Now, we use plenty of to just mean to have a lot of or to have enough of talent. So that means Desert has a lot of talent.
Of course. Now, perhaps you're probably wondering, who is Desert Zhang?
Yeah,
他就是张悬啦。可能大家对他英文名字比较不熟悉。那张悬相信你我都知道他是一个拥有许多才华的台湾创作歌手。这里的 plenty of 就是很多很多这样的意思。For example, remember to drink plenty of water before and after you exercise.、Mm-hmm.Now, we also saw the term singer-songwriter. 它字面上表示呢，歌手同时也是为这个歌曲创作人哦。所以呢，我们可以怎么翻译？我们就可以把这个名词翻译为创作型歌手啦。
Mm-hmm. And you can also be two different things like an actor dash model as well. All right, so next in the article, it says, despite the fact that her father was a big name in politics,Deserts didn't want to ride on his coattails, okay?
Oh, that's... I told you she keeps a low profile. 所以尽管呢，他的父亲在政坛上是位怎么样大人物，但是呢，我们都知道张悬并不想依靠父亲的光环。这里我们看到的 big name 当然就是名人。那所以他常搭配的介系 词 in 是表示在某个领域中的名人这样的意思啦。
Mm-hmm, and that's right. We see a grammar point here. We see despite the fact that,、mm-hmm. and this just means although or even though, and it's used to just express a difference in things. So for example, we can say they arrived late despite the fact that they left early.
Oh, I see. 那刚刚我们是有看到一个文法点，就是 despite the fact that...OK, 其实我们也可以用 although 这样子来代换哦。所以呢它就是有尽管怎么样怎么样 ,OK。那 for example, I could also use it in a sentence like this,、mm-hmm. She went to Spain despite the fact that herdoctor had told her to rest.
Oh, okay. I guess she still just wanted to travel anyways.
That's right.
I would kind of do that too.
See.
Okay. All right.
So, we saw the word politics, right?
That's right. Her father was in politics. Mm. Now, politics is a noun and it means it has something to do with all the laws, all the rules, and the actions inside of our government. Okay. So, it's all about how a government works and things like that. So, for example, I can say, I am very interested in politics. I care a lot about the world.
Oh, okay. So, you're really smart too. Politics. 就是政治或是政坛。所以我们刚刚有提到哦，如果某一个人他在政坛上很有名，我们也可以这么说， He is an important figure in politics. Okay, maybe in American politics、mm-hmm. or yeah, whichever、
Taiwanese.
country. Yeah, that's right. Okay, 那 a politician 当然就是一个政治人物啦。
That's right. But she did not want to ride on her father's coattails.、
Mm.
Now, we see this is our shortcut for you. Let's actually take a look at our video and see what this means.
Shortcut for you.
You should chill out. Stop working so hard, Pat.
I have to get this research paper done. I want it to get published.
Me too, but I've got an advantage.
Really? What's that?
My teacher is really famous, so with his name on the paper, there will be no problem.
You can't just ride on his coattails.
Riding? I'm barely moving.
I can see that.To ride on someone's coattails means to use someone else's success to get an advantage for yourself.
So ride somebody's coattails means 靠某人的提携?
Yes, and it's a bit like cheating. You should learn how to do things for yourself and become famous for your own abilities. Oh, give me these papers.
Bye.
Disgraceful.
Okay, wow, that was really interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of
okay,
fun, too.
Okay, so ride on somebody's coattails 就是靠某人的提携。不过大家可能会觉得很奇怪、coattail 其实一般是为这个燕尾服后面下摆的、这个很长的分叉。Okay, 那但是呢这个片语通常就是用来表示特别用在这个政坛上啦，表示政治人士努力怎么样接近大人物，希望可以借此受到提拔。Very interesting.
Yeah, it's actually kind of fun.
Right.
She didn't want to follow in her, we all say follow in her father's footsteps
That's
as
right.
well. She didn't want to do the same thing as he did. So instead, the article says, in fact, school and other typical concerns didn't appeal to her at all. So that means that, you know, things like math, science, geography, history, she really wasn't that interested in it because, you know, to be a politician or to be in politics, you do have to do very well in all of the
subjects.
You
have to actually do well academically,
right? Academically.
Okay, so 老实说呢，对张璇来讲，学校跟世俗的琐碎的一件事情，她都觉得不是很吸引她呢。So what happened?
Okay, well, it's interesting. She dropped out of high school to become a musician and played in bars to earn a living. So I don't think her father would really like that, especially for being, you know, a big name in politics.
Either that or maybe her father was like really
super
nice
and
supportive.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, we never know. But she dropped out of school. When you drop out of something, it means you quit and you don't do it or you don't finish it before you complete it. So when you drop out of school, it means that you just quit school before you graduate or before you complete a certain grade or a certain phase of school. So if you drop out of high school, it just means you didn't finish high school.
Okay, a lot of famous people do
that actually,
as well.
Yeah, actually, they become really successful too.
Okay, 所以其实呢，张璇在高中的时候就辍学了，因为他为了要当名字的乐手，并且呢，他就在这个酒吧演出来维生啦。那这里我们看到的 drop out of school or college 其实就是辍学这样子的意思啦。And we also saw the phrase earn a living, right?
That's right. Earn a living just means you make enough money to live or survive,、mm-hmm. and you just make sure you have enough money to pay for, you know, your bills and the food you eat and to basically take care of yourself.
True, okay. Earn a living, 当然就是谋生啦。So when we say she's just trying to earn a living, it means she's trying to earn the money needed for food, clothing, etc.
That's right. Next in the article says, the stage name she chose represented her mysterious non-traditional side. So Desert Chung is not her real English name. It's just a stage name.、Mm-hmm. So it's just something she uses when she performs or she uses this,you know, because, you know, she's a singer. She has a different name.
其实张璇的这个名字呢，她选的艺名还有她的英文名字我们都觉得很特别哦。大家有没有觉得这样可以代表着呢她神秘不平凡的一面呢、mm. 这里我们看到了神秘的英文。
It's mysterious.、Mm. Mysterious is an adjective and it just means something that is very strange. We don't know it. It's kind of difficult to understand.、Mm. And this is not something that we can explain well with logic or with reason. So, for example, we can say black holes are still mysterious things in space.、Mm-hmm. And scientists still don't fully understand them.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, mysterious, 就是神秘的。我们常常会看到 mystery, 它是源自于这个名词，就是神秘、难解释的事物。Okay, 那如果我们觉得有些人他感觉很神秘，我们可以用 there is something mysterious about that man or that old woman. Now, mysterious people are often interesting because many things are not known about them. So we could probably say something like a mysterious stranger came to our door.
Ooh, I wonder who is it? Is it Mr. Right?
Okay, Ooh. We don't know.
All right, so next, the article says, there was no denying Desert's talent, and she was soon recognized in the independent music scene. Oh, okay.
Okay, so 张璇的才华无可否认哦，并且很快就被独立音乐界这个挖掘哦。When we say there is or there was no something, 就是用来表示无法怎么样怎么样，强调动作的不可能性。那这里我们看到的 scene, OK, 它是指领域哦。So independent music scene 就是独立的音乐界。
Mm-hmm. Next in the article, it says, although she signed with the music company,、mm-hmm. she was still considered an indie musician. OK, when、mm-hmm. you sign with somebody or、right? something, it just means you legally, you sign papers, you legally、uh-huh. are part of a company. And a lot of musicians sign with record、right. companies. And what these record companies do is they help the artists、record songs、mm-hmm. and they help them, you know, become more famous and get more fans and basically、mm. help them get more money too.
Right, and they help to promote them, more publicity.、Mm-hmm. Okay, 虽然和这个唱片公司签约呢，张璇依旧被视为一个 indie, 就是 independent, I guess,、mm-hmm. 独立的歌手。Sign with somebody or something, 在这里指的就是签约哦。Okay, for example, I could say something like, the band signed with an independent label.
All right, so let's continue reading. Next, it says Deserts also made a name as an activist for herself. Okay, so、mm. she still has a little bit of her father in、
right.
her because she was an activist、mm. too. An activist is a person who really, really strongly supports a certain cause or a certain belief and they really want to make changes for it.
Oh, okay, so 张璇呢其实呢也为自己取得了社会分子的一个称号哦。这里我们看到的 make a name for oneself, 就是为自己赢得什么样子名声。所以呢，哎，其实这里呢，大家可能要补充一下，像 Tiffany 就可能不知道，因为张璇是因为一个国旗事件而得到了 activist, 也就是激进分子这样一个称号哦。
Yeah, I didn't know about this until I read the article.
Yeah.
In here, as it explains, it says,、mm-hmm. she made international headlines in 2013 for holding up Taiwan's flag at a concert in the UK, which offended many people in China. I didn't know about this,
actually. So sensitive.
Yeah, okay. I know.
所以这个张悬呢，在2013年，因为如果大家去 YouTube 查一下就可以看到哦，这个因为他在这个英国的演唱会，他怎么样高举台湾国旗而登上国际头条啦。Oh. 那这个行为呢，似乎呢就冒犯了许多这个大陆人啦。
Well, it made headlines. I mean, okay, well, anyways, let's first learn about what this word means. Okay. It's a noun and it's a major news story. So usually we see it in a newspaper, a magazine, or on TV. And, yeah, and even on the internet now because, you know, we use like Facebook and things like that to get the news from there. So a headline is just a really, really big news story.
Yeah.
A headline, singular, also means the title on top of a news article. So when you read the news, you see the headline, you know exactly what this article or what this news is about. And you're clear, okay, this is what happened. For example, we can use headlines in a sentence like this. Right.Beyonce made headlines when she announced that she had twins.
Oh,
remember that photo?
I remember. Okay. Headline 是什么呢？大家如果很关心新闻，是不是常常在滑手机的时候就会看到、哦、很耸动的一些标题、或是报道的这个标题主标，你就觉得、哦、我一定要点进去看，这个就是 headline。不过呢，常常我们会用在一个片语当中，是用 plural headlines make or grab the headlines 来表示上头条或是登版面这样的意思啦。So when we said somebody made or grabbed headlines, okay, we could say that he became the subject of major news, like、
That's、
what you、
right.
just mentioned.
Right.、Mm-hmm. So next, okay, she held up the Taiwanese flag、
right.
at the concert, but this offended some people in China. When you offend someone, O-F-E-N-D, you can add E-D to the end to make it past、
right.
tense. When you offend someone, this means that you cause a person or maybe a group of people to feel hurt or to feel angry、or to be upset by something you said or something that you've done.、For example, you know, doing one thing in a certain culture can mean something else in someone else's culture.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, for example, in North America, it's normal for some people to wear shoes inside of the house. Right, but in Asia, we're really not supposed to do that. And if you accidentally wear shoes inside of an Asian person,
especially in Japan as well,
especially in Japan, you might offend the person. You might make the person upset. So, for example, we said Jason said some things that offended people, but he quickly apologized and realized his mistake.
Okay, be careful, Jason.
Yeah.
Okay, offend 是什么呢？就是冒犯啦，得罪。所以有时候在口语上可能不小心冒犯了别人，可以说。I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. 那另外一个人如果他觉得说啊没关系啊没关系，他就可以说 Don't worry, I wasn't offended.、Now sometimes also from songs or lyrics,、some people can be offended by the song's lyrics,
That's
right?
That's right. Well, I think people nowadays are a little bit too sensitive.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes we just have to let things go.
Sure.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says...Deserts has won several awards for her music. Okay, so despite, you know, the news about the, you know, the flag, she did win a lot of awards for her music.
Okay, 所以好的一个部分是张悬的歌曲呢其实得过非常多的奖项，所以刚刚那个事件其实也没有影响她的一些才华在歌坛上啦。
Next it says, she wrote one of her Golden Melody Award nominated songs, Baby... when she was only 13. After when she was only 13, after a quarrel with her mother. Wow, that's actually pretty amazing. I didn't know that as well.
13.
I know, that's really young.
Very talented.
Yeah, she was nominated for these awards. When you nominate someone, it just means you choose someone as a candidate for an honor or for an award.
OK, 大家应该都知道这首歌吧，我的宝贝宝贝，它就是一首获得金曲奖提名的。这里提名我们可以用 nominated, OK, 这大家应该就知道，不过大家可能不知道这是他13岁的时候跟妈妈争吵后写的歌耶。
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So,、
right.
we saw that she had a quarrel with her mother.、Alright, so let's take a look at the word quarrel. Now, quarrel here is used as a noun. When you quarrel with someone, it means that you have a disagreement with them, you argue with them. So a quarrel is an angry disagreement between two or more people or even in a group as well. So for example, we can say Jacob left after a quarrel with his wife. All right, so next in the article it says, at the time, Deserts couldn't play any instruments, so she composed the melody in her head.
Oh, that makes sense. Very talented. Yeah. So,很厲害是13歲的張璇,她還不會任何的樂器,因為呢,她就在,因此她就在她的腦海裡面就怎麼樣讀出這個旋律哦。Wow.
And she composed this music in her head. Wow, when you compose music, when you compose something, it means you create and write a piece of music. Now, we can put an R at the end and change it to composer to make it as a person who creates and make music. So these are people like Mozart and Beethoven.
I love Mozart.
I know. These are famous and very, very talented composers. For example, we can use compose in a sentence like this. Judy composed a beautiful song on the piano just now.
Wow, okay. So compose, 呢刚我们提到张璇很厉害，她不会弹乐器，可是她在脑海里面会创作歌曲哦。Compose 就是创作音乐或者是作曲这样的意思。So you could compose music, or you could even compose a letter that just means write or create.
That's right. Okay, let's continue reading. It says, however, after a concert in 2015...Deserts decided to step away from the music scene for a while. Oh, I wonder what happened to her.
That's true, okay. 其实大家有没有发现在2015年的演唱会之后张璇好像就决定离开音乐界一阵子咯。But we're going to find out more about that tomorrow. Right now, it's our shortcut for you. Oh, it's our for you chat. Sorry.
For you chat.
Our For You Chat question, what would you choose as your stage name and why?
Actually, I don't want to have a stage name because I like my original name. And I want to be known as this person. Because I know a lot of celebrities. Yeah, I know a lot of celebrities and singers and musicians. They have a different name. But actually sometimes...
Like Lady Gaga.
Like Lady Gaga, that's right. Or Katy Perry is known as Catherine.
Even Madonna, I think it sounds like a stage name to me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure her real name doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, I think a lot of musicians, like, they actually have really nice actual names. So I like my actual name.
Same, I like my actual name as well.
So maybe I'll just be like Tiffany, that's
it. Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't mind.
Well, you guys have a discussion about this question. If you were a celebrity, what would you choose as your stage name and why? Okay, tell us, okay? But we're out of time, but we'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Anpu refines her image.Deserts Zhang is a Taiwanese singer-songwriter with plenty of talent. Despite the fact that her father was a big name in politics, Desert didn't want to ride on his coattails. In fact, school and other typical concerns didn't appeal to her at all. She dropped out of high school to become a musician and played in bars to earn a living. The stage name she chose...represented her mysterious, non-traditional side. There was no denying Desert's talent, and she was soon recognized in the independent music scene. Although she signed with a music company, she was still considered an indie musician. Desert also made a name as an activist for herself. She made international headlines in 2013,for holding up Taiwan's flag at a concert in the UK, which offended many people in China. Deserts has won several awards for her music. She wrote one of her Golden Melody Award-nominated songs, Baby, when she was only 13, after a quarrel with her mother. At the time, Deserts couldn't play any instruments, so...she composed the melody in her head. However, after a concert in 2015, Deserts decided to step away from the music scene for a while.
Vocabulary Review. Politics.Lisa hopes to enter politics after college so she can help improve people's lives. Mysterious. Pauline is behaving in a mysterious way. Does she have a secret she's not telling us? Headline. I stopped to read a newspaper when one of the headlines caught my eye. Offend. Some of your opinions really offended me, and I think you should apologize. Quarrel. After their quarrel, Georgina and Patty didn't speak to each other for several days. Compose. Mozart composed his first piece of music when he was only 5 years old.